40. They were on Jesse's terrace. Crow was sipping whiskey out of a flask he carried with him sometimes. Jesse drank decaf coffee. He planned to get some sleep tonight, just not quite yet.
"Tell me again what time she called you," Crow said.
Jesse did.
"Then I don't see how it could have been them," Crow said. "They were getting a load on at the scupper then. You want to lock them up? Send somebody over there and have them wait outside? And get them on a DUI? They're probably still there, getting dumber by the minute."
"Be a challenge," Jesse said.
"You ever think about how much of your life you've spent banging up against guys like them?" Crow said.
"You were a guy like them," Jesse said.
Crow capped the flask and stuck it in his back pocket. "For all you know," Crow said, "I still might be."
"There's that," Jesse said.
"One of the things that keeps our relationship fresh," Crow said.
"How'd you know they were at the scupper?" Jesse said. "You follow them tonight?"
"Got some money out," Crow said. "Here and Marshport, with bartenders mostly. The two morons show up someplace. I get a call."
"Saves money on gas," Jesse said. "They could hear the ocean from here, but not see it."
"If it's not them," Crow said, "that means we've got two more headbangers to worry about."
Jesse told him he'd taken the words right out of his mouth.
Crow had his boots up on the railing. Jesse said,
"What kind of boots are those? I used to wear boots back in L.A. Thought it made me look like more of a hard case."
"Lucchese," Crow said. "Not cheap, but I've had them a while. You get them broken in right, you stay with them."
"Like a baseball glove," Jesse said. "I still have the last one I used as a player."
"It still bother you, the way it ended?" Crow said. "Baseball, I mean."
Jesse was about to ask him how he knew how baseball had ended for him, but it was as if he were reading his mind, because he said,
"Molly told me."
"It only bothers me most days," Jesse said, "and every night."
"I never had anything that mattered to me like that," Crow said.
"You act like you do now."
"Doesn't take much pretending when I think about that girl."
"Why'd she get to you this way?"
"'Cause that shit with the land mattered to her the way playing ball mattered to you," Crow said.
They sat in silence, staring into the night. "I'm still stuck on the same things," Jesse said. "Who needs the deal the most, and what the hell they're looking for?" Then he told Crow about the extent of Billy Singer's money problems. Crow said he had no idea. When he'd signed on, he just looked at Singer and saw every other high-roller asshole in Vegas.
"He's no better or different than Barone," Crow said. "Barone's just the stiff who's local."
"Maybe we need to know just how hard Barone got hit by the virus," Jesse said. "Guys like them, there's no vaccine. Gets them back all the money they lost."
"You or me?" Crow said.
"There's somebody I want to talk to. Might know."
"What about Lawton?" Crow said. "You add it all up, he might need it more than either Billy or Barone. He only gets to be a higher roller than he is already if he gets his money."
"If it's not Baldelli and Santo," Jesse said, "be nice to know who sent somebody to Cato Harris' house."
"You want it to be Baldelli and Santo."
"Somebody else we need to consider," Jesse said. "That maybe they're not the only two morons Billy's got on the payroll." He saw Crow grin.
"We," he said.
Crow stood. He said he could call the scupper and see if Baldelli and Santo were still there, and roust them just for sport. Jesse said to leave them be for now, and hope that they drank themselves into comas.
Jesse stood. They both hung over the railing. "You seem to trust me pretty good," for a guy you say you don't trust, Crow said. Funny world, Jesse said. Can't have guys running around town beating up women, Crow said. Place is going to hell, Jesse said. He turned to look at Crow, silhouetted against the night sky, like he was a part of it. One of these days, they might come after us, Crow said. You know that, right? I kind of look forward to it, he said. Crow grinned. Same, he said.